Greetings everyone, this is Sharmi M. Devan here, your spiritual and emotional wellness coach and expert. And yes, I am back after a slightly long break that happened during the months of December and January. But February, I am coming back with a bang, and henceforth, the podcasts will be posted once every week. Today, my topic is a spiritual one, yet an emotional one. And my topic of the day is Ho'oponopono. Yes, you heard it right. It is Ho, H-O-Ho, apostrophe, Ho'oponopono. Let's say that one more time. Ho'oponopono. Not a word that you hear very often. Not a word that you may have ever heard in your past. Let me share this interesting and extremely efficient and easily applicable modality today with you. In my book, When Angels Come Calling, I have a tiny little dedicated section to this practice, and I truly believe that this particular practice, if done on a regular basis, can cleanse our channel, cleanse our mind, cleanse our consciousness of all the errors, of all the wrongs that we may have done knowingly or unknowingly to ourselves or to somebody else. Quintessentially, I use Ho'oponopono in this way. So let me share this in a very simple way that you will be able to understand, apply, and connect with this with ease. So, Ho'oponopono, and what I have written about it in my book, traditionally means to make it right in Hawaiian language with the ancestors, or to set it right with people whom you have relationships. The person who first used the practice of Ho'oponopono and was not a shaman was Dr. Hugh Len. He was the one that brought it into light in this new age spiritual world. And this got popularized by the famous Joe Vitale, the author of many, many famous books, The Attractor Factor, Spiritual Business, Zero Limits, and many more. Dr. Hewlin said, whenever he read cases of people that he wanted to heal, it started to stir certain emotions inside of him. And it was not the people that he looked at healing, but the emotions that he was feeling with regard to those people. Now, let us understand this on a personal level. We meet all sorts of people in our lives, in our day-to-day lives. We have relationships with a lot of people, friends, family, lovers, spouses, children, etc. And with each and every one of them, we do build a karma, we do build a connection, we do build a relationship, and sometimes that relationship can go to a downward spiral. The application of Ho'oponopono comes in this situation where something bad has happened and you want to make it all right. So how do you practice Ho'oponopono? Step 1, and this again is mentioned in my book When Angels Come Calling. Step 1, you take the complete responsibility of the situation without any resistance. And let me explain that a little bit to you. Because the argument that often comes to me is, what if the person has been raped or abused or battered? taken advantage of in any way. It is not the person's fault. So then why should they take responsibility? Well, I will share an interesting and essential fact with you today. Think about your life and think about every single situation that has happened to you in your life, and you will find that there is one person who has been in every single event of your life, good, bad or ugly, and that person is none other than you. So it is you and only you who can say that yes, this happened to me. Maybe you are in a victim mode, maybe you are in a superstar mode. Okay, you have to take the ownership of every circumstance that has happened in your life, the good, the bad, the ugly. So that is what I mean by taking responsibility. I'm not talking about taking on to guilt. Guilt is a completely different story. And yes, having been an abuse survivor myself, a domestic violence survivor myself, I know how painful it is to even say that this happened. But the mere fact of acknowledging that something bad happened to us starts to become the turning point in our lives where we can begin to heal. Take this in for a moment. The mere fact that we take responsibility and we acknowledge that this happened and I was present at this event starts to become a turning or a pivotal point of healing in a person's life. Let's go further. Accept and acknowledge that this has happened to you, and it is you that has been through every situation of your life, and it is only you that has been the constant, and hence it is you who can make the shift. That was our point number two. Number three, turn it around. How do you turn it around? So Joe Vitale gives us these, what he calls as four golden phrases. And I don't change the order or the way of saying it, but I will definitely give you alternatives. So the first statement, the first golden statement, I am sorry. The second golden statement, please forgive me. Statement number three, thank you. And number four, I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. These are the four golden phrases of Ho'oponopono. Some alternatives to the phrase I'm sorry can be I truly apologize, because a lot of us are working with extremely high energies and we are aware of our I am presence. So this is for those of you who understand and acknowledge your I am presence, your higher self. You can say the words, I truly apologize, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. And Joe Vitale in his book goes on to even say that if you don't want to say the first three statements, just keep saying, I love you. I love you. I love you. And we have heard of Dr. Emoto's water experiments where he gave the love energy to the water, and the molecules of the water were much better shaped and bonded than the water that was given the hate energy. So we know that love is the universal language of healing. So here, who and what are we healing? Let's try and understand this a little bit. What we're healing over here is our connection with ourselves. So even if you are saying I am sorry in the context of Ho'oponopono, you are still acknowledging your higher self here. But like I said, you can always say I truly apologize, because it means the same thing without using the words I am. And when you are working on something that is of a cleansing effect, you want to practice this on a day-to-day basis. I personally start with Ho'oponopono practice for any particular situation. Now, this could be a physical healing, it could be an emotional healing, it could be an abundance healing. You know, a lot of people that I have as clients have used Ho'oponopono as a way to attract abundance. More on that in a one-to-one session with me, but this particular modality can be used to heal the physical, the emotional, the energetic, the spiritual. Okay, so the way that you want to do this is in multiples of 7. So you can do this for 7 days or 7 times 3, which is 21 days. Nowadays, scientists have researched about our brain forming a habit, and actually speaking, it takes 108 days. The rosary beads that we Hindus have in our rosaries are 108 beads. So actually, scientifically speaking, it takes 108 days to make something your habit. So but yet I will still say you can use multiples of 7. So 7, 14, 21 and so on and so forth. Or if you're very ambitious, you want to go 7 times 7 and so on. Okay, the number 7 has a very spiritual significance, a very scientific significance. 7 colors of the rainbow, 7 days of the week, etc. So, you can practice Ho'oponopono at any given point in time for anything that needs to make all right in your life, that needs amends. So you can use it for relationships, relationship with your own self, to increase self-love, to increase abundance, for a physical healing, for an emotional healing, for a spiritual healing. But you cannot do this for somebody else. Remember that. Ho'oponopono is a self-help practice. It is not something that you can offer as sessions to people. It is something that you need to practice yourself, because at the end of the day, you and only you can fix it for yourself, and you and only you that truly needs the forgiveness. Okay? So that is all about the modality of Ho'oponopono. I hope that this has been an informative session for you. If you have enjoyed this, do like, share and subscribe to my channel. Tell your loved ones about it. Let them benefit as well. I will see you again next weekend. Until then, this is Sharmi M. Devan signing off from the Sampoorna Wellness Channel. Angel blessings.